So the festival started in 2001. How do you think it's developed over the last 11 years, and how did it start?
It's very interesting because it's grown enormously, and it was devised originally as part of our work as an arts organisation for the regeneration of East London. And one of the things that we proposed and also practiced was to invest in the various arts outlets that actually exist here in East London and watch them grow. So for every venue, small gallery and so on that exists, it was important to focus on them, bring attention to them and develop ideas around that. To bring more creativity, more creative industries, more cultural workers into the area, and because the arts actually do regenerate, there's no question about that. That's what they do. Artists regenerate areas way beyond what they can afford and have to move on and move out, but maybe that's the right thing that they should be doing anyway. And also artists and creative work and industries are actually just providing enormous contribution to our economy. So when you actually create a platform for any creative activity, you know that you're going to bring in work, tourism and funding to an area. And so what happened was, it occurred to me that, I mean, photography is actually the art form of the East End of East London. There's always been photographers and great photography and really well-known photographers working and documenting what happens here, and really having a regard for ordinary working people's lives. And that history is extraordinary and right here, and also captured in amazing range of photographs. The idea was that we would encourage the local galleries to show photography at a certain period of time. And also to link up with the many photo months which are across Europe. There's photo months in Paris and in Madrid and in Berlin and Austria and Vienna and places. Well, there's photo months all over the place. We didn't have one here. So that wasn't too big a leap to think, well, we should have one in London.